This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life. From Real Country, 1260 WBNR, 1420 WLNA, 920 WGHQ, and 92.5 FM in Kingston.
Hello and Happy New Year. Today we want nothing less than finding the secret of life and learning a magic trick that can help us with every single relationship. Ilona Selke is our guest.
I honestly think the secret ingredient in relationship is when people can do this and not focus on each other, like you and me, but when we focus on that meeting point of our souls. At that heightened level of reality.
Hi, it's Casey. Ilona Selke says successful people and happy people start their day right. They envision their life day by day. They give thanks for what went well at night, and they learn from what didn't go well, and they imagine where they want to be in the future. Easy for Ilona Selke to do. She lives part-time at Shambhala, her retreat center in Bali. But she's interrupting her holiday today to share parts of her new book with us, Dream Big, The Universe is Listening, especially the chapter that teaches the secret to lasting and loving relationships. We're going to travel on a beam of light in a minute to get the secret of life. We'll learn to create true magic with the holy triangle of soul union. And we'll find out what you think the secret of life is, too. But first, Ilona, tell us where you are.
I live on an island north of Seattle. I'm calling you from the Alps in Bavaria right now, and I live a large part on Bali at our retreat center, Shambhala. You know, so I have two homes, but I shuttle back and forth. And right now I'm vacationing for Christmas in Europe.
Tell me about the retreat center.
Well, it's a retreat center where people bring their groups. We also offer yoga classes. We offer vegetarian food. It's right by the ocean. It's incredible snorkeling. People come to take time out to really wind down, you know, and focus on what is really important to their soul. But the teachers that come bring their groups, and they may, you know, anywhere from yoga teacher training to tantra training to psychological personal work to just swimming with dolphins, I mean, as best as they can out there. On the north shore of Bali. It said Shambhala.
Retreat Center in Bali. You own it.
We built it. We own it. We run it. We have 33 employees. And
what does Shambhala mean?
It's heaven on earth. Really, it was a mystical description of a land where these beings of a higher order lived in the mountains, thought to be somewhere in the Himalayas, but there are lots of different stories. It's very mystical. And they had higher mental powers, and they lived in harmony, and they were in the icy parts of the Himalayas, but they grew vegetables and they did everything with their mind. You know, they had like superpowers.
Okay. And then what happened to them? The dinosaurs ate them. No, they were killed by a meteor. We don't know.
No, you can get there if your vibration matches their vibration, and then you see it and it opens up in front of your eyes. Anybody else trekking up there who doesn't have the vibration just doesn't find the spot.
All right. I think I'm going to need plenty of time at Shambhala to help raise my vibration because I want to see this. I want to see this. But, you know, I think it's where we're all headed. I've never heard these words put together in this way, the holy triangle of soul union. Tell me what that means.
The book is called Dream Big, The Universe is Listening. But one of the titles in there is called The Holy Triangle of Soul Union. Actually, How to Make Love Last is one of them, Finding Your Soulmate. And in that chapter that you're mentioning, it's actually about the magic and how we can create magical union. And you don't even need a husband or wife for that. You can do it with a flower. You can, in your mind, do it with a deceased grandmother. The secret of union is like this. Imagine that you were something that was like a brilliant light above your head, let's say, like a diamond. And if you could find that same resonant diamond light in another person, and you started looking at each other, I guide thousands of people through this, what happens is they all start getting closer and closer, and they rise in this imaginary dance of a DNA spiral until they crescendo into this union, and all the people do it, and I've done it in audiences as large as 700 people, and 80% of the people have that experience. We rise up, and then some, when we get to this crescendo of union, of touching into the one and eternal spot, some people call it God, some call it, you know, the whatever, universe, that's when we start feeling like we really are inside of each other. And that's when people feel a tremendous amount of love. And I honestly think the secret ingredient between relation in relationship is when people can do this and not focus on each other, like you and me, but when we focus on that meeting point of our souls at that heightened level of reality.
So if I were just to now not think of you as Ilona from Shambhala, mm-hmm. Who has mm-hmm. written a book, but I was to think of you as a soul,
yeah,
and think of the divine part of you, and think of the divine part of me, then would I be on the road to this holy triangle you're talking about?
Yeah, and you can imagine, to make it easier, as if you are connected with a light line to the source of all that is, and I am also. And as each of us are rising on that imaginary light line, you know, like Einstein was traveling on the beam of light, we could do that.
I did not know Einstein was traveling on a beam of light. When was he doing
that? That's how he figured the speed of light out.
He was traveling on a beam of it?
Yeah. He exactly imagined, it was through his imagination, Tesla did too. He imagined in a nap, traveling on this beam of light, and that's how he got his big epiphany and aha and understood the speed of light.
Oh, okay. He imagined Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so, and you know, he's famous for the quote that says, imagination is more powerful than the rational, logical mind.
Right. So if I am to imagine,
mm-hmm.
okay, because
traveling
here's the thing.
Such
traveling on such a thing. The holy triangle of the soul. I've got your soul and I've got my soul. And where's the other side of this triangle?
Okay, so it's you and me sitting across from each other, right? And
right.
We look at each other, maybe with our eyes open. So there is you, and then above your head, let's just imagine, or in your heart, wherever you like to imagine your soul is residing, we start resonating or vibing each other. And then we rise on this imaginary light line to the very center of creation. Now, if you imagine the center of creation that you are connected to is the same center of creation that I'm connected to. So inevitably, it puts us into a singular point in the middle between the two of us. And so we form the base of the triangle light lines into touching into eternity, touching into the one source, the ephemeral, God. What everybody says when they say they feel God, they feel that love is when union happens. Love is the feeling that we get. So if you get to that center point into the middle and create union, that's when love will fill you and we are immediately in each other and no longer separate. And I do this in my mind every single morning when I wake up. I imagine this merging point with my husband. And I think that is one of the secret ingredients to having, we've been married together since I was 21, so that's been 35 years now over. And I say it's the secret ingredient to make love last and to have ecstasy. And if you manage to do that while making love, of course, we all want to hear the best secret sex advice, right?
Right.
If you can do this while making love, and there are a little couple more things you can imagine, like running a circle between the two of you. But if you merge between the two of you in the apex of the triangle, you go into God, you go into union, you go into extraordinary amounts of love, and I guarantee you, your orgasm will last longer.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Okay.
Okay. Ilona Selke is our guest, and the book is Dream Big, The Universe is Listening, and one of the chapters in the book is about the holy triangle of soul, where you can join in union with another person, living or deceased, imagining traveling on a line of love that takes us to the divine. Am I getting this in broad
strokes? Yes, and takes us exactly, and where the divine has its ultimate center that you are connected to and or I am connected to or anyone is one and the same. There is no different. There is no my God and your God. You know, they don't live in two different universes.
Now imagine this happening. You know, the United States of America is particularly divided right now as a country.
Yes.
Republicans and Democrats. Imagine having a room full of Republicans and Democrats and allowing them to travel to the center of divinity and realize that they are one with the same source.
That would be awesome. I love that. Thank you for bringing that out. And I think we all need to do that. Those listeners that are aware and capable, if we can hold that state, that neither one side or the other is better or worse. In the end, it's all the play of what Indians or Hindu Indians said was the play of illusion of Maya. And we have the checkerboard of life. Quantum physics calls it the quantum foam, the zero and the one. You know, and they blink on and off in different times and get dominance at different times. But ultimately, it's just the canvas of God to express itself on. So if you can get to union at any given point in time and see that it's the overarching reality for everything, you will have peace and harmony in your life with whoever you manage to go into union with.
Right. It's just so hard to go into union with, say, people who...
The opposite.
Yeah, who don't have loving thoughts towards all beings and things like that, you know?
Right. You know, ultimately, if we can imagine all beings are soul, we are all made of the same source, God, one, whatever that source is, it didn't, like, you know, have some kind of mistake and then created another human. You know, it's like the same human, just a little misguided sometimes. And all of us, we have that. We get bitter, we get hurt, and then we withdraw. And then we shut down our hearts and feelings, and then so we're getting mean. And what we really want, if you ask all of us, we want to have love and be loved and be understood, you know. So if we can be the first one to give what we want to get, will be the one who starts resonating that. And, you know, I imagine even all the different political figures, they are at their core are divine. And if we can maybe talk to that part and remind them and say, come on, remember,
yes,
maybe they can remember.
Be the first one to give what you want to get. That really is the secret of having it all, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I remember in Hawaii when we lived by swimming with the dolphins, lived by a beach for 12 years. I remember really clearly going through that. I was in this place where I would like, oh, my husband, please this and do this and do that. And I woke up one day and it's like, give it first. And from that moment on, it was like dawning of the ages. I started, every time when I went into that needy place, I started going, what do I want to get? Okay, let me be the first to give. And then, you know, I was blessed with a pretty angelic husband.
Of course.
Yeah, but I think if we are the one who does that, you know, pay it forward, give that extra hand, you will be blessed. The universe gives you tenfold back, hundredfold back what you put out.
True that. But it is one of the hardest things to do, especially when you're in conflict with someone, to give them
exactly
what you want to get from them. Be it respect or kindness or whatever. It's I wish it was easier. I wish it was easier.
I do too. You know, there are tons of examples. I remember one of my neighbors, and it's like, was so terrible. And I'm like going, God, I'd like to wring her neck. But no, I talked to her in my mind. I did exactly this. And she was so sweet, like a rainbow inside. And then I went over and apologized for something. And she was the best neighbor ever from then on.
I'm gonna use this advice right now with a girlfriend of mine who's going through a terrible time with a boss. The boss is really treating her bad, and I'm gonna ask her, what is it you want from this boss, and give it to her,
right,
and see if it turns around.
Yeah, and let her sit down 5 minutes every day and just imagine as if she already got what she wanted. Pre-imagining, I tell you, it's on my, if people want to get a free app, it's on my homepage, ilonaselke.com, but I guide people every morning, 12 minutes, that's all it takes, to pre-creating your ideal day. And when you do that, you start getting the results. You start getting the world giving you what you imagine ahead of time.
I have a 12-minute drive to work.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, all right, I'm going to get the
all
app,
right,
and you're going to guide me every day on my way to work.
And at night, if you want to end your day on a good note, do that and be grateful for what did go well. Yeah, so Ilona Selke, it's Ilona, S like in Sam, Elke.com. Ilona Selke.
Dream Big, The Universe is Listening is the book. The Holy Triangle of the Soul is how to become one with someone or something else. That's part of the book. And when this happens, after you've had this union with someone else's soul, then what?
Yeah.
Then what? How is you just go back to your regular life, or how are you forever changed?
Well, I mean, if you manage and make this a habit in your life, first of all, you'll probably have a soulmate in your life and you will live happily ever after. And if I do this in seminars, I always say to the people, please don't marry that person in the first 6 months.
Yes.
People fall in love with whoever they do that with, but that could be a good thing. And then you just realize that you can get tolerant of being a loving person and feeling a lot of love. It's quite a good thing to experience.
Okay. So when people come to you for a seminar and you say, like, there's 700 people in the room, are they doing this experiment with someone they know or with someone they don't know?
Well, good question. I guide them. Oftentimes I tell you, I ask them to pick someone they really do want to be in love with and have this union with, because you don't want to do it with just anybody. But what happens, they may think of A and they go on their inner journey, and then suddenly their grandmother pops up or a deceased friend. It doesn't really matter who. The subconscious or the bigger part of the universe gives us the exercise. And I obviously do this with my husband on a regular basis. And you can pick someone, but I would always pick someone who's really interested in being in love with you as well. Just, you know, you don't want to force anybody into their luck.
Right. So you do this with your husband like every day at your house?
I do it every single day. Both of us wake up, and that's the first thing we do in our own minds, almost like a prayer in the morning. And then we do it when we... Actually, we do it numerous times in just split seconds. We look at each other, and we just, you know, steady that gaze and then switch into that other place and go, there you are. That's our real connection. The rest is, you know, just talking and looking good and being sweet. That's all good, but we need to feel really connected. When you train yourself to do it, you can do it on demand.
And that connection is the both of you acknowledging that you are connected to divine source.
Yeah, and we actually feel it. You know, when you get good, I just taught an online class with teachers who are going to be teaching the Living from Vision course, and we just did that exercise, but we did it as a group. I had one person imaginarily be in the center and the others surrounding them, and then we did that. And the unity they felt, they were all in love with each other. So you can do it as a group. It's a shared unity. It's understanding that we all walk on the same ground, the same universe, the one creation.
What was the name of this course you said they're going to teach?
The Living from Vision course. Livingfromvision.com. Yeah.
Livingfromvision.com. That's another place where we can find you, I'm guessing. Yes?
Yeah. It's a course on how to manifest, you know, step by step. 5 weeks, solid training. I've been doing it since 1990, and we have it even in Chinese and Czechoslovakian, French, English, Spanish, German. I mean, it's all over the world.
Okay. So I think what you could be saying, Ilona, is that you could fall in love with anybody.
Realistically, you could. Yeah. And your cat will be very happy when you meet her at that level, or your dog.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. That's funny, because what? I do think of my animals as spiritual beings.
Right, yes.
Because they're like on that level already.
Right, and they have easy access. You look at them and you look past the appearance into their heart and soul, and they feel you.
True. All right, very interesting. All right, it's been wonderful getting to know you, and I look forward to finding out more about your book, Dream Big, The Universe is Listening. This has been a great education for me. What's some advice you could give our listeners, something they could do today to get closer to more love or happiness or whatever it is you think would be a wonderful thing to share?
Okay, well, fall in love with the most important person in your world, which is you. Start counting out every single day things you like about yourself. In the morning, start thinking, well, I kind of really like this and this and this about myself. It's okay to be exaggeratedly happy about your good attributes. You can also think about things you did not so much appreciate, but it's like smaller amounts. And then you go like, what I really want to be, and then imagine yourself as an ideal being. And as a matter of fact, that is part of the app that I walk people through. You create and you pre-create not only your manifestations outside of you, you also create who you are by self-appreciation and loving your beingness, loving who you are and opening up to the greater who you really are.
Okay. I've got a lot of work to do.
Thank you so much for this interview. My, it was fun.
Thank you, Ilona. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year's to you. Thank you to all in New York. Bye-bye.
Ilona Selke. I like her and her secrets for life. We're going to find out some of your secrets coming right up.
This is Josh DeMel, and we have a situation here. Our planet's endangered species are vanishing at an alarming rate. Connect the dots and you'll discover a fine line separates a buyer from a killer. In other words, if you travel abroad and buy an illegal wildlife product, you're paying for the life of an endangered animal. So please, don't do it. When the buying stops, the killing can too. For more information, visit wildaid.org.
Have alcohol or drug dependence made your life or the life of someone you love unmanageable? For more than 100 years, St. Christopher's Inn has been the place where men in crisis find hope. Located in Garrison, New York, St. Christopher's Inn is a residential shelter and substance abuse treatment center where no man is turned away because of race, religion, or ability to pay. If you or someone you know needs to find a way out of addiction, call us at 800-424-0027 or visit our website at stchristophersinn.org.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while one in five children may be left not knowing where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Thankfully, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food and helps deliver it to kids in need across the country. But they can't do it alone. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Casey. I want to remind you that soon, January 13th, we have our first Shine On retreat of the new year. We are going to set our intentions and then breathe life into them with breathwork expert Kathleen Booker. It all happens at the Nutritious and Delicious Organic Teaching Kitchen in Croton. That's January 13th. You can find out more at casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. And also right around the corner, we have our Shine On Weekend Retreat, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Merriandale Retreat Center right on the beautiful Hudson River in Ossining. Tell by Hand Irina, the hand analyst, will be there. Daisy Jopling, the fabulous violinist, will be there. We're going to do lots of self-exploration and then send our wishes out into that full moon weekend. We've got sparklers and lanterns to help us celebrate. And this is very affordable, too. The Shine On Retreat Weekend, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Sign up now at casey.co. Now, I think Alona was really right about one of the secrets of life being giving what you want to receive. As we face a new year, let's bring in all the great advice we can. I asked my Facebook community to share their secrets for living well. Leah was the first to respond. She said, wine, that's the secret. Good sex, food, yoga, and taking the high road. Lisa Beth said, love. That's the secret. Christy says, slowing down to feel into the heart. Kevin says, never take life too seriously. No one gets out of it alive anyway. Richard says, garlic. That's the secret of life. Barbara says, embracing the positive and ridding myself of negativity. It's not always easy, she says, but if you work at it, you will be surprised how beneficial it will be, not only on your health, but your mind and everything around you. Love yourself first, and you'll be able to love others. Doris Jean says, when life gets me down, I think about nature and our animal cousins. I close my eyes and envision a wild whale and her calf swimming somewhere in the ocean, or a wolf and its pack running through a forest. There's a whole wide world full of beauty, and connecting with it through the animal world reminds me there is more good out there than bad, and I'm part of that goodness and beauty. Karen says, always being positive. Joanna says, be kind and be a helper, like Fred Rogers said. Joanne says, smile every day. Meditate to rejuvenate your soul. Enjoy the wonders of life. Hug often. Shawnee says, laugh every day and you'll have more days to laugh. Barbara says, make time to watch sunsets, stars, and really hug a tree and place an ear on the trunk. And Juliana says, the secret is to know you are blessed through the hard times, not the good times. The hard times are when you learn who and what are really important to you and what is just extraneous stuff. It's seeing the good even through the sorrow. Thank you, Facebook friends, and thank you, radio and podcast friends, for tuning in to Shine On. I am more grateful for this little show than you could ever possibly imagine. And I am so very grateful to each and every one of you for sharing this time with me. Mwah. And our thought for the day comes from James Taylor's song, The Secret of Life. He wrote, "The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. The secret of life is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. Because anyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, might as well show some style. Give us a smile. Isn't it a lovely ride? See you next year."
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, and Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at Kacey.co. That's Kacey.co. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country. 1260 WBNR, 1420 WLNA, 920 WGHQ, and 92.5 FM in Kingston.